Pregnancy and childbirth are safer than they've ever been for mothers. A recent report from the World Health Organization found that the number of women dying during childbirth has decreased by over 40% in the past 25 years. The bad news? America is bucking that trend. Despite being one of the wealthiest nations in the world, the U.S. is one of only a few countries that's seen maternal deaths increase since 1990. A new collaboration between the state, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, and Wayne State University is trying to change that. Here to talk with us about the My AIM program is Chief Medical Executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Eden Wells. Welcome back to Current State, Dr. Wells. Okay, we do have Dr. Wells will be with us. Also joining us is Sam Watson, Senior Vice President of Patient Safety and Quality at MHA. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Art.
And Dr. Wells, you're with us, correct?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Oh, great. Yes. No, thank you very much for having me.
We're loud and clear. When we talk about maternal mortality, Dr. Wells, what does that include exactly?
You know, actually, these are women who are dying from a pregnancy-related condition, usually. It can be non-pregnancy as well. We do rate those, but we're really interested in the health of the mom as she's bringing a child to term. So that can include such issues such as hemorrhaging or bleeding around the time of pregnancy, high blood pressure, having stress on the heart, such as even a heart attack, kidney failure, problems with breathing and lungs and blood clots. So there's a number of conditions that can affect mom, and many of these are preventable, which is why my AIM is coming together. We're working with the Michigan Health and Hospital Association to try to decrease these risks.
Sam, what do we know about why maternal mortality is on the rise in the U.S.?
Well, some of the factors are morbid obesity. We see a number of women who are significantly overweight. Also, women giving birth at older ages, certainly at a higher risk, and access to care. Parts of northern Michigan, for example, are pretty long ways away from perinatal services.
Is it surprising to you that America is falling behind other industrialized nations?
I wouldn't say surprising, but I think it's one of those things that as the environment changes, I mean, certainly with the growing number of people who are obese, as the access to care changes over the course of time, and especially northern Michigan where it shrunk, that I think is contributing.
Eden Wells, how does Michigan compare to the rest of the country on maternal mortality?
That's a great question, and as I agree, I think I'm not surprised about our international rates, but it's disheartening. And when you look at Michigan, it's more disheartening because even just in the last few years, Michigan had the eighth highest maternal mortality rate in the country. In 2010, we had 86 deaths, and again, many of these being preventable. I have to say that certain areas of our state, particularly in southeast Michigan, that rate can be as high as close to 59 deaths for every 100,000 births. So,
well, Sam Watson referred to challenges in upper Michigan as well. Where is the rate higher geographically? Do we know that? Is it higher in southeast Michigan in the urban area, or is it worse in the rural areas up north?
You know, that's relatively speaking, what we're talking about is the populations are different. So we have a very a much higher population in southeast Michigan compared to the north. But the rate, for instance, the number of deaths may be comparable. You may see fewer deaths up in the northern UP or in the northern Lower Peninsula even, but you have a smaller population. So any death, one, is something, especially if it's preventable, is a very bad outcome for public health and health care. So, and he's very right that actually, although the environments are different between southeast Michigan and the northern Lower Peninsula, that it's rural versus urban, some of the common issues he's talking about, obesity, poor prenatal care, not very good access to getting to a primary care provider when you find out that you're pregnant, or not knowing that you're pregnant, can be a real problem.
Access would seem to be a bigger issue in the rural areas, though. Yes. Is it safe to say that?
Yes.
Okay. How much do maternal mortality rates vary based on things like race, Eden Wells?
This is another disheartening factor, and yes, we find that the rates are much higher in those in African-American race versus white race. Again, this might be all sort of same in the routes of the things that we were talking about before with poor access to good prenatal care and access to even just good nutrition and good lifestyles that may be worse in certain areas and certain races than the white race.
We are talking with the chief executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Eden Wells. Also joining us, Sam Watson, vice president of patient safety and quality at the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. And we're talking about a new effort to reduce the number of women dying from pregnancy-related complications in Michigan. Sam Watson, what role do primary care physicians play in this battle?
It's most significant is starting off a pregnancy with the kind of care necessary to make sure that the mother and that fetus are carried safely through to the point of delivery. So primary care, the care provided by obstetricians during that developmental point of the pregnancy is really critical in assuring a healthy outcome for both mom and baby.
And we've heard about a shortage of primary care doctors, especially in rural areas. How does that shortage impact the kind of care? Are we seeing the impact of that physician shortage in this phenomenon?
I think that's certainly a contributing factor. As we said, there's multiple factors that go into this, but access remains to be a critical piece. Where I grew up, it's literally an hour's drive in good weather to where you can see an OB or have a delivery in a hospital.
We've been talking about the issue in kind of data-driven terms here. Have either of you had a chance to talk to families who have gone through this terrible tragedy? Eden Wells?
That is a very good point. You know, numbers are numbers, but what behind these numbers are really people, moms and babies, and of course other spouses that are affected by this. Our group, the maternal mortality surveillance group, actually does get a chance to meet with families that have been impacted by either a mother who has become ill or has actually passed during a pregnancy or around the time that maybe even the health of a baby is involved. And that is really what drives us. We have to remember that this isn't just about numbers and how we rank, but how can we prevent a bad outcome of a mom, a mother, that would have direct implications on how well a baby is going to be born.
Sam Watson, what about you?
So, first of all, patient family engagement is absolutely important in this work. I've talked with mothers on both sides of the issue where mothers who've had very tragic experiences through their delivery, where they had the hemorrhage, which is bleeding excessively after the delivery, and the life-saving measures necessary to save the person, and those who've had the thoughtful and safe, in our words, in patient care, in patient safety, the safe delivery, where the care team did everything the way it should be done, mm-hmm. according to the evidence, and the outcome in both situations is markedly different.
Eden, Michigan is now joining this national effort called the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health, or AIM, for short, and the state is partnering with MHA and Wayne State. Can you talk to us about what you're hoping to accomplish here?
You know, the real goals overall are to reduce both the potential harm that mothers may experience during their pregnancy, as well as decreasing any maternal deaths that could occur. So for us in Michigan, we really feel that this requires a great partnership. We're very lucky to have the Michigan Health and Hospital Association already with a program in place that has been working on this, and so partnering with OBGYNs across the state. So this is being led by Wayne State's OBGYNs. Dr. Sokol has been a fearless leader for us, but we're bringing together as many OBGYNs as we can across the state to reduce the harm. Nationally, the aim is to reduce 100,000 events of morbidity or harm, and then decrease mortality by 1,000 deaths within the next 2 to 3 years.
Sam, what kind of efforts have we seen so far in the state to deal with this increase?
a couple of things that we've been working with hospitals across the state. First is the identification of postpartum hemorrhage. And a lot of that depends on the ability to determine how much blood loss has actually occurred. And things like being able to weigh the soaked materials to determine how much blood, so that they can decide, should we put a massive transfusion protocol into place and bring the woman's blood supply back up to where it should be. Another one is pregnancy-induced hypertension or eclampsia and preeclampsia, effectively managing the mother's blood pressure rate so that she doesn't run into the risk of stroke or sudden death.
Very interesting, the more clinical approach there. What are the most important factors in ensuring a healthy and safe pregnancy, Sam?
Well, you mentioned it early on. First and foremost is primary care, management of the pregnancy up to the point of delivery, but also assuring during the course of the perinatal experience that the mother is being listened to, that any concerns are raised, are yielded, that the team works together, the care team works together collaboratively to assess the patient constantly. And when, in the unfortunate instances when the mother either may have hypertension or she may have a postpartum hemorrhage, to react very quickly with standardized protocols so that the issue is addressed as promptly as possible.
I can't imagine how stressful it must be. I mean, it's stressful, I imagine, for a lot of mothers when they're pregnant and they do have access to care. If they're miles and miles from the nearest hospital, and maybe they are a little bit mm-hmm. obese, it just makes pregnancy that much more stressful, I would think.
Well, I think where you can use things such as telemedicine, for example, in rural areas where you can have an obstetrician who may be in Lansing or Grand Rapids.
Is that having an impact? Is that more common these days?
We're seeing more use of it. We're still not where we need to be in the underserved areas, but it's in there. Actually, it started years ago with stroke, and now is being used in a lot of other areas. But it can actually literally put you face-to-face. And, you know, those of you who FaceTime with our families when we're away, you can talk to the obstetrician. They can do an assessment with the data they have in hand, and there's nothing like eyes on.
Mm-hmm. Eden, what other states or other countries are doing this in ways that we might take a look at and emulate?
I think, you know, if we look at many of the Western or industrialized countries, especially European or Scandinavian countries that actually are doing better in this issue and maternal health, a lot of it is this team-based care that Sam is referring to, and the ability, listening to the mother, making sure that the mother has access to care early, and that there is sort of a blanket of care that's provided for throughout the course of the pregnancy, so that if she knows her primary care providers and they know her, and it's really a team, it could be the nurse, a social worker, and the doctor, all working together. So at the time that she starts having her pregnancy, the preventive measures have already been in place. That, I think, is really key. The more that you can know your patient before they present, you're not going to be caught with an emergency. But if there is an emergency, you've got a team that's well-trained there on site. We have a lot to learn from our colleagues, I think, in Europe and in Scandinavia. But I do think that all of those issues, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, for instance, have been already trying, getting those learned practices out to our hospitals. And with my aim, we're going to really spread this across the state.
One of the things that national experts have been calling for, Eden, is a more standardized approach to pregnancy and birth complications. What does that mean? What would that look like?
That's absolutely right. And so ways you can do this, we call them bundles. These are tried and true evidence-based practices. Again, these don't necessarily have to arise from Europe or Scandinavia. These are practices that the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and perinatal specialists over the years have decided are best practices. And if you make sure you do those, for instance, Sam mentioned something that's very true. It's very hard sometimes during a pregnancy to determine how much blood a mother is losing. Pregnancy can be like, or, having the birth during the time can be very chaotic at times. And so just that act of measuring the amount of blood loss, even by measuring the gauze and stuff, is a tried and true practice to help us know that if the mom's lost a bit of blood, we need to make sure she gets early and good blood in her or fluids and hydration. That's a very simple approach. Mm. And yet if you do it, it works. So these bundles, such as the approaches, are ones that can be applied across any hospital at any time. And there's nothing magical about it, but it should be consistent across every team that's delivering babies.
Sam, just a few seconds. In the few seconds we have left, what are the next steps for My Aim?
So as we wrap through the current work of postpartum hemorrhage, that's certainly going to be the next several months to get that in place across the state. We're also looking into the future at things like primary sections. Dr. Wells mentioned DVT or venous thrombosis prevention to prevent blood clots during the time of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Sam Watson, Vice President of Patient Safety and Quality at the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. We also have been joined by Chief Medical Executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Eden Wells. We've been discussing a new effort to reduce the number of women dying from pregnancy-related complications in Michigan. Sam, Dr. Wells, thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you,
Mark.